Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing so good. I love this time of year. It's starting to warm up a little bit, but we can still get out and play in the snow if we want.
It's true. And you know, it's that weird time of year where down here, we look out there and we're like, oh yeah, there's no snow. The sun's out. It's a beautiful day. But what that means once you start to get to the higher elevations is, yeah, it's still warmer and the snow's melting, and now it's extremely muddy.
Mud.
On top of snow.
And then, yeah, and there's still snow above Pinnacle Peak. We were out all night, Saturday night, rescuing folks. There were three different vehicles stuck up there that we saved, but there were more that didn't call us. But anyway, you think it's good. And some of that's been plowed, so it looks like it's great. You get off of the trail at all that's been plowed, it's still deep snow, and under that deep snow is deep mud, and you're going to get stuck. And so it's not a good place to be. You're okay to stay on the main road and go up main, probably to the train tracks. But above that, it's really bad, and people are getting stuck there every night, it feels like. Search and Rescue's been out a lot, so I'm just giving people heads up. We will come and help, and we're happy to help. We brought, I want to say, 6 or 7 people down Saturday night, Sunday morning, but their vehicles stayed.
Right.
So, just keep in mind, you're probably going to get stuck. You're probably going to tear something up. One of those vehicles had torn up their transmission trying to get out. It's not good for you. It's not good for your vehicles. I would wait another few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even waiting a few weeks, yeah, we might have some more snow melting, but you're also going to get more mud, and it's going to be a while before the ground dries up.
It is. This moisture year for the Castle Valley has been amazing. My yard has been wet. There hasn't been snow on it for over a week, and it's still muddy out there.
Right. It's swampy.
Yeah. It's crazy how much we've had. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, if you need us, call us. Happy to come out. Search and Rescue will be happy to help. Again, we don't tow vehicles. We only rescue people, and there's just too much liability. We don't want to tear you up. We don't want to tear us up. We're not professionals at towing. There are other people that can do that more efficiently and get your vehicle out without damaging it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, even at that, a tow truck's going to hesitate to go out and save your vehicle when it's that muddy because there's a good chance they could get stuck as well.
Actually, I think they did. I think they told them, no, we can't come help you.
So, yeah, so. Just better play it safe and just wait before you decide to go off-roading.
So on the other end of the spectrum, the high school parking lot. So the Carbon County Sheriff's Office has the school resource officer at the high school. The high school parking lot's kind of a challenge for us. So I want to kind of get it out there. There are events that are coming for springtime and things. Just keep in mind that park where you're supposed to be, because we get lots of complaints about the handicapped stalls being taken up by people that are not handicapped, and there's handicapped folks that can't park and get into the events, or there are vehicles parked that are blocking areas or restricting, choking down areas where traffic can't come and go through there. We don't like to have to deal with those issues, but they are issues, and the parking lot, especially at the high school, is a bit of a challenge at best. Just keep in mind, park where you're supposed to park or park down the street. There's that overflow parking lot to the west over by the BDAC, between the BDAC and the high school. It is quite a walk, but that's the other option that we have. And, you know, over the last year, I've had a lot of issue with parking problems. And then I've had a lot of issue with irate people that got parking tickets. And you know, we're to the point now that we've asked, we've done the warnings, we've done everything under the sun. We've kind of exhausted all of our avenues. So we're to the level that we're writing tickets. Those tickets can go two ways. They can be handled on campus through a ticket that's way less money. It's like a $15 ticket. Or they can be handled in the Carbon Justice Court, which is a $40 parking ticket.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. I mean, we feel like we're trying to get along. We're trying to help people. We want the word out there that park where you need to be. And there's a reason that we have to do what we have to do.
Exactly. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you do have people that take advantage of the warning after warning after warning. And when they finally do get a ticket, then that's when we realize, oh, they were being serious. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we don't want things to get to that point.
You know, and
take it seriously the first time.
I've had irate parents come in and just yell at me over that. And then we've shown them, hey, this isn't your child's first, second, third, or even fourth time. And this isn't their first, second, or third, or even fourth ticket. So yes, it's gone to the justice court now because we've done so many that we're feeling like our hands are tied now.
Right, exactly. So just be aware and be courteous when it comes to parking at the high school, and I mean anywhere in that matter.
You know, if you go out of the area, I talked to a fellow from Richfield. I went down there for the state basketball tournaments last year, and I literally had to park almost a half a mile from there. And that's just the way it is. And there were people outside that were directing people where to park and things. And so it's not just here. It's everywhere you go. Most of the big campuses up north, there's limited parking. And if you're not parked where you should be, you do get an immediate ticket. Right. I got a parking ticket at Solitude. I went skiing. Didn't know you had to pay to park. Got a parking ticket. Yeah. So
yeah,
it happens
and you
to
do
us
what
all.
You got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying the ticket and moving on, and next time you'll know.
Yeah. Now I know. Point well taken. They were actually pretty cool. They had just gone to that. So it was a parking ticket that had no balance and a nice little slip in there that said, "This is a warning. Please take heed." So I
and
taking heed.
You are taking.
Yeah,
I am taking so, the heed.
Yeah. So.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you coming in and updating us on all these great things going on throughout the community and just things to just keep in mind, because, you know, it is hard. We're all in a hurry. We're all trying to get places and we have a million things to do. So just reminders here and there are really good.
You know, and while we're talking about things, speed complaints we get, of course, you get Spring Glen, Carbonville, Westwood, Rieschelman Lane. Miller Creek, these are all areas that we're going to start focusing on now that it's springtime, and we've kind of been challenged because we can't do a lot of stationary radar when the snow is built up on the side of the road. There's nowhere for us to sit. We right. now have places to sit again. So keep in mind, if you're traveling in those are areas we're going to be stepping up our patrols in.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety and find additional information by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.